Village Store. Joan Davis, proprietor. Jack Haley, manager. Rebroadcast especially for you soldiers, sailors, marines, and coast guardsmen. Now, here's the star and proprietor of the Village Store, Joan Davis.
But I was helping my brother fill out a form for the Selective Service.
Oh, that's all right, Joan. By the way, how is the draft affecting your brother?
The same as everybody else. He's confused.
Why should he be confused?
Well, he's over 26, but he doesn't know whether they consider unemployment an essential industry.
An old favorite, way down yonder in New Orleans.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy things, there's a garden of beans, that's what I need. Three old babies with flashing eyes, softly whisper with tender sighs, stop. Oh, won't you give your lady fair a little smile, stop. You bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth, with no silver queen. Way down yonder in New Orleans. We old babies with flashing eyes, tender sighs, stop. Oh, won't you give your lady fair a little smile, stop. You bet your life you'll linger there when you hear the band from Dixie. Way down yonder, oh, look at a wave, wave, way down yonder. Way down yonder in New Orleans.
As we join them now, we find Joan and Jack going over the stock.
There's something wrong here. I just been checking the merchandise and it's all mixed up.
Don't get excited. There's just a discrepancy in the stock.
That's just it. I don't remember ordering any discrepancies. Why did I leave the store with my brother anyway? The whole thing is a mess. I can't understand why business was so slow when we were away.
It was all your brother's fault. He's so lazy he didn't want anybody to come in. Hey, did you see that sign he had in the window?
What sign?
The one that said local draft board. Men, come in and find out why you haven't been called yet.
That brother of yours is always doing the wrong thing.
Jack, I'll thank you to stop picking on my family. It's bad enough Blimpy's going around town knocking them.
Blimpy is knocking your family?
Yeah, and I'd ignore her, but it's affecting business. She told that snooty women's lodge of hers to stop patronizing the store because I don't have a good family background.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, I've already done something about it. I'm having a man trace the history of my family. He should be here soon.
You mean you hired a genealogist to trace your ancestral lineage?
Jack, you have the nastiest way of seeing things.
Who is this guy that's coming up?
Oh, I don't know. I just answered an ad in the personal columns. I sent them a few facts about myself, and they're sending someone up. And as soon as I find out who he is, well, I'll... here comes the customer. Good morning, sir.
Well, how do you do? Felicitations, salutations, or as the nanny goat said to her tall offspring, hi, kid. Always start the day off with a laugh.
No, brother, you better go back to bed. Your day hasn't started.
Well, if it isn't my old school chum, Charlie Ruggles.
Yeah, well, what do you know? Dunce Cap Haley.
Oh, you two know each other.
Of course we do. We went to school together. In fact, Charlie got me my first date. Remember Charlie?
Oh, yes, of course. She was quite a little girl. Quite a girl. She was a little chubby.
A little chubby? She was the fattest female I ever seen.
Oh, nonsense. She had a figure that looked like $1 million.
Well, judging from her size, it must have been in singles.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Ruggles. I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Joan Davis.
You're what? What? No, Joan Davis. Well, not really. Well, I'll be darned. You know, Miss Davis, I've heard a lot of strange stories about you being homely.
Oh, but now that you've seen me, what do you think?
Truth is stranger than fiction.
Doing here anyway?
Well, I'll tell you. You wanted your family tree traced, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm a genealogist.
You are?
Mm.
Well, just keep your mouth shut and nobody will notice you.
A snippy little thing, isn't she, huh? Ah, but that's what I like in women, fire. You know, when I was young, that's what the girls liked about me. I had a lot of fire.
Yeah, now the fire is out and all that's left is a pile of ashes.
Charlie, I didn't know you were interested in genealogy.
Oh, yes, my goodness, I've been doing it for years. In fact, as soon as I'm finished with Miss Davis's pathetic case, I'd like to trace your family tree.
Well, don't bother. I've already looked it up, and I don't have a family tree. It's more of a family plant.
A family plant?
Yeah, most of my ancestors were potted.
Oh, my dear, that's very funny. Ancestors were potted. Oh, they must have lived in the days when knighthood was in flower.
Look, Charlie, what did you find out with the facts I sent you? Was there anything outstanding figure? No, any outstanding figure in my family?
anything outstanding figure? Well, frankly, no. But frankly, no, Miss Davis. But after careful investigation, I can truthfully say that I've never run across a droopier group of nincompoops. However, there was one, your great-great-grandfather, Alimony Al, who was married 8 times.
Davis married 8 times? Mm. Well, no wonder I can't get married. Grandpa used up all our priority numbers.
Well, he must have been a very courageous man. Most men, you know, have enough trouble with one wife.
Not if you know how to handle them, like my father.
Oh, has he got a system?
He sure has. Whenever he and Mom have a fight, Pop shows her who's boss. He just says the magic words and keeps her quiet.
Oh, really? Really? What does he say?
Stop pounding my head, dear, and I'll do anything you want.
Miss Davis, tell me, as a woman, what do you think of marriage?
Well, marriage is something that when a girl is young, she looks forward to. And when she's old, she looks backward at. And when she's my age, she looks in every direction forward. Oh, but never mind this silly discussion. You're here to look up my family tree.
Yeah, that's right, and I will. I'll just skip back into the office and finish my investigation.
Good. Jack, will you please show Mr. Ruggles where the office is?
Okay, Joni. All right, Charlie, follow me.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, geez, just gotta find somebody in my family that was something. Why, who knows? Maybe one of my relatives was a king or a queen.
Hello, Miss Davis.
Oh, it's you, Blimpy. What are you doing here? I thought you weren't coming in anymore.
Miss Davis, I just came in to settle up my bill. I'm taking my patronage to your new competitor. He has a social background. Unfortunately, your family has no background.
Why, they have so. In fact, we're a very old American family.
You call that old? My family was one of the earliest in America. Hmm. They left the old country and came over on the same boat with Columbus. They had a very rough trip, but they were stalwart pioneers. And when they landed in this country...
You were at the dock to meet them.
Miss Davis, please. Not only am I discontinuing my patronage of the store, but I have also instructed the women of my lodge to do the same.
So what? Who cares where that 4M Lodge does their shopping?
4M Lodge? What do you mean?
Just what I said, 4M. They're a mildewed mass and misshapen matrons.
Miss Davis, I will have you know those ladies are a group of intellectuals, and we serve a good purpose. Right now, we are planning to cope with the future.
You are?
Yes. We don't know what terrible things it may bring, but come what may, I, for one, plan to meet the future face to face.
That's it, Blippi. Scare it away before it even gets here.
That women should have a place in local affairs. We will fight for better government.
And you're going to lead them?
Yes. I go forth to battle with beauty and brains as my weapons.
Unarmed, eh?
Well, I have to go now. But before I do, I wish to make my last purchase in this store. I want some mucilage.
Mucilage?
Mucilage. Mew, mew, mew.
Well, out of saucer milk, Mother. The old clock's over there.
Going, Miss Davis. Miss Davis, you will never see me again. And let me tell you one thing. You're gonna miss your gal. You're gonna miss me, pal. I'm gonna shop in another store. I ain't coming back in here no more to get another sucker for your old pack store. Gonna miss your gal. Woo!
There's a great day coming, mañana. With a wonderful, wonderful dream. Everybody, we're told, will be rolling in gold. We'll be out of the doldrums, mañana. There'll be cheese and pretzels, mañana. There'll be strawberries floating in cream. We'll
be singing a strain of a happy refrain. We'll be launching a rainbow manana. There'll be high times high in the sky times. So come you morning and take your plums. There's a great day coming manana, and manana's sure to come.
Swell dancer.
Well, naturally, Jack. I took lessons. I do acrobatic dancing, too. Do you want to see me kick my leg in the air?
Okay, and I'll catch it when it comes down. Hello, Miss Davis.
Oh, Dave Street. Hiya, kid.
What's this I hear about you writing a story?
That's right. It's called The Life and Loves of Joan Davis. And if I say so myself, it's a great literary masterpiece. It'll probably make a lot of money.
Oh, that'll be great, Miss Davis. Then maybe you'll be able to give me a raise.
Daisy, I want you to know that there are more important things in life than your getting money.
Like what?
Like my keeping the money.
Miss Davis, I've got to have more money. I'm thinking of the future. Someday I expect to get married and have children. And if I don't have money, my children will starve, and it'll be all your fault. My children will end up in the breadline.
Oh, stop, stop, Davy. You're breaking my heart.
Then you're going to give me the money?
No, but here's four red points. Go out and get those kids some butter to put on that bread.
All I know is I'm unhappy. I don't know what to do.
Well, what do you usually do when you're unhappy?
I sing.
Well, stop that Russian dancing and start singing.
Bessemer with Joe. Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Bessemer, hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine. This joy is something new, my arms enfolding you, never knew this thrill before. Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me for spring, it's youth I adore. Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be through. Bessemer, Bessemer, hold me forever and make all my dreams come
La Bella La Gossi. Oh, I love that song.
That was swell, Dave. Gee, Jack, if Charlie doesn't find somebody important in my background, I don't know what I'll do. Blip, you'll ruin me socially and financially.
Stop worrying, Joan. I'll go in and see if he's found anything yet. That's funny, footsteps, and I haven't even started walking yet. I'll start now. I hope Charlie found one illustrious ancestor for Joan. Otherwise, she'll never be happy and life will be miserable for me. Alas and alert. Poor Jack. Well, Charlie, how are you doing? Have you found anything about Joni's family?
No, not yet. Not yet, Jack. Right now, I'm going through her grandfather's personal papers.
What did you find?
Not much. All I found was a pawn ticket and a blackmail letter returned for insufficient postage. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Here, this. I got this. It's Miss Davis's birth certificate.
Let me see it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, listen to this. To whom it may concern, this is to certify that Joan Davis, contrary to first impressions and medical opinion, is actually a baby.
Why, what do you know about that? That's an odd circumstance, isn't it, huh? Well, I'm afraid we're not going to find any famous ancestors in Joan's background.
You've got to find someone, Charlie, even if you have to fake it. Otherwise, Joan, you'll never be the same.
Well, now, Jack, I usually don't do that sort of thing, but I'll do all I can for old time's sake.
Oh, thanks, Chum, but remember, Joanie must think it's on the level.
Ah, you leave it to me. You leave it to me. Now, who do you think she'd like to be descended from?
Oh, fellas. Yeah,
look out. Here she comes. Here she comes. Don't worry. I'll find out in a subtle way who she'd like as an ancestor.
Well, Charlie, what's with my relatives? Who am I descended from?
Well, now, that depends. What I mean is, who would you want to be if you had a chance to come back to life?
What do you mean, come back to life?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, everybody would like to come back as something else.
That's right, Joanie.
It is? Well, Jack, if you had a chance to come back in another form, what would you like to be?
A Mickey Finn and Tojo Sukiyaki.
Please, Charlie, you got me all excited now. Tell me, who am I descended from?
Well, now, that's up to you. I mean, huh? I'll give a guess.
Maybe she descended from some famous Greek like Aristophanes. You know that guy.
Well, that's hard to say.
You're telling me.
I kind of hope it'll be somebody connected with royalty.
Ah, now you're getting warm. Somebody very royal. Now, let's see. It's,
I kind of hoped it would be somebody glamorous like Cleopatra.
That's it. Joanie, that's what he's trying to tell you. You're a descendant of Cleopatra.
Are you sure?
You certainly are, and I'll show you. Now, there's a picture here of you in a family album. Mm-hmm. Here it is. Here it is. By George, I must say this picture is a remarkable likeness of you. In fact, it flatters you a bit.
Let's see. Please, that's not me. That's a dried-out carnation I pressed between the pages.
Charlie's right, Joanie. You do look a little like Cleopatra.
Oh, boy, Cleopatra. I knew it. Wait till I tell Blimpy.
Well, now, Miss Davis, have I convinced you that you're a descendant of Cleopatra?
You certainly have.
You have, huh? Well, there's one born every minute, isn't there? I'll see you later.
Oh, isn't it wonderful, Jack? Just think, I'm related to Cleopatra.
It's amazing. I wouldn't have believed it myself if we... Hey, Joanie. Oh, here comes Penny Cartwright.
She's another one that's always knocking my family.
Hello, Penny. What's on your mind today?
Oh, nothing. I just dropped in to say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, it's sparkling dialogue.
I'm glad to see you, Penny.
I'm glad to see you, Jack. I'm going to stick around just for curiosity. This conversation is bound to pick up. I know it.
Gee, Penny, you look pretty today.
Now he's got her. How is she going to answer that? She can't say, he looks pretty. This is getting exciting. I wonder what she's going to say.
Thank you, Jack.
Well, I'll be darned, she thought of an answer.
You know, you look awfully cute, Penny, with your blue eyes and your turned-up nose and your rosebud lips.
Do you really think I have rosebud lips, Jack?
Yeah, they remind me of a girl I used to go with. She had a rosebud mouth. When I closed my eyes and kissed her, it was like kissing a rose. It was so realistic, I even felt the thorns. At least, I thought it was thorns until I opened my eyes and found out she needed a shave.
Jack Haley, I resent that on behalf of the members of the Fair Sex, that great organization which someday I hope to become a member of.
Penny is probably the prettiest member. Just look at her hair.
God, you really like it, Jack.
I sure do. May I have a lock of it?
Certainly, Jack. Are you going to wear it over your heart?
No, under his nose. He always wanted a peroxide mustache.
Miss Davis, I don't use peroxide. My hair is natural ash blonde. In fact, I'm the only one in town.
You are not. My sister's an ash blonde.
A natural ash blonde?
Well, not exactly. You see, my father's a little nearsighted, and he keeps putting cigar butts out on her head.
Well, I must run along now. Mother asked me to stop off and bring the exterminator home with me.
Why, is she trying to get rid of your father again?
Well, goodbye, Jack.
So long, Penny. Gee, Joanie, why don't you try to get along with Penny?
Oh, I can't be bothered with the likes of her. She's just a commoner, and I'm a descendant of royalty. Now people will look at me differently. From now on, I'll only go out with men of my own ilk. But how will they know if I'm of their ilk? I got it. I'll wear an ilk suit.
Well, Miss Davis,
Here's your lineage chart. And what a lineage, too. This will prove to everyone that you're a direct descendant of Cleopatra.
Good, because I just called Blimpy, and she'll be over here soon. We'll show her.
You said it. You know, it's a funny thing, but I'm even beginning to feel like Cleopatra. Jack, do you think it's possible that I am someone else? That I've come back in a different form?
No, if you came back in a different form, you certainly would pick a better one than that.
Please, I feel very regal. Look, I even walk like a queen, so light and stately, with my head in the air.
Yeah, hey, look out, Miss Davis.
Joni, watch that packing case.
Miss Davis, are you all right?
Hey, she's knocked out. Joni, speak to me. Say something. Are you all right?
All right? Why, Mark Antony, of course I'm all right. Come to me, take Cleo in your arms. Caesar will never know.
Well, what do you know? She actually thinks she's Cleopatra.
That voice, Mark, you better hide in the bulrushes. Here comes Julius.
I'd better get some smelling salts. I'll be back in a minute.
Speak low when you speak love. Our summer day withers away too soon. Speak love when you speak love. A moment is swift, like ships adrift. We're swept apart too soon. Speak love, darling, speak love. Love is a spark lost in the dark too soon. Too soon, I feel, wherever I go, that tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here, and always too soon. Time is so old and love so brief. Love is pure gold, and time a thief. We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends. Too soon, I wait. Darling, I wait. Will you speak low to me, speak low to me?
How is Miss Davis? Has she snapped out of it yet?
No, she still thinks she's Cleopatra. I just phoned for a doctor.
Yeah, oh, you did? Well, where is she?
She's waiting in the pickle barrel. She thinks it's the Nile, and she keeps yelling for help.
Yeah, for help?
Yeah, she thinks the pickles are alligators.
Now, Miss Davis, what's this nonsense you told me over the phone about Miss Davis being a descendant of Cleopatra?
Ah, but it's absolutely true. I'm Charlie Ruggles, a genealogist, and I can prove it.
Well, isn't that wonderful? Right here in our town. I am particularly interested, Mr. Ruggles, because I, too, come from good stock.
Yeah, really? Jersey, Holstein, or Guernsey?
Where is Miss Davis?
Well, there's something you ought to know, Blimpy. The sudden shock of finding out she comes from royalty caused something to snap in her brain, and now she actually thinks she's Cleopatra.
Oh, the poor dear.
You'll have to humor until the doctor gets here.
Well, of course I will.
Oh, Mark Antony.
Shh, here she comes now.
Oh, Mark. Mark Antony.
Oh, the poor dear.
Mr. Antony.
Mark, how many times have I told you not to bring your elephant into the palace?
Davis, please. I mean, your royal highness.
Julius, who is this commoner?
She's one of your subjects, Cleo.
One of them? She looks like all of them. Well, what are you doing here?
Your highness, I have come to pay homage.
Okay, how much you want to pay? I tire of this. Julius, Julia, throw this wench to the lions.
Yeah, to the lions? Oh, now, Pat, now.
Oh, hoo, so that's it. You know me personally, huh? So you have romantic leanings toward this buxom beauty. Mark, did you know about this?
Yes, Your Highness.
Well, why did you let these two carry on right under my very nose?
Why not? It's the shadiest spot in Egypt.
Well, who am I to stand in the way of romance? There shall be a marriage.
Oh, Julius. Mr. Ruggles, I mean, I like this. You and I getting married. Would you like my hand in marriage?
Yes, if I don't have to take the rest of you with it.
Methinks I shall leave you two lovers alone. If you want me, I'll be out with the Sphinx. I love going out with the Sphinx. He's the only guy in Egypt who doesn't kiss and tell.
Look out, Cleo! Look out for that sake case!
Oh, what happened? Where am I?
Well, you're right here in the store. You hit your head and thought you were Cleopatra. You took that phony chart I made seriously, Joan.
Phony chart?
Ah, I must have known it. I am leaving.
But, Blippi, I didn't...
You certainly acted like a fool, trying to put something over on me. You're just a snake in the grass. Goodbye.
Well, how do you like that? I tried to prove I'm Cleopatra, and all I did was make an ass of myself.
Look for the silver lining whenever a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. A heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife. So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life.
A heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and strife.
So always look for the silver lining and try to find the sunny side of life.
Radio service.